Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and we are continuing with part two of our Osage 4-H Ambassador meet and greet, if you will. Today we have with us Jayton Bossy, who is joining us. Jayton, good morning.
Hi, I'm Jayton Bossy. I am a Osage County 4-H Ambassador, and I am from the Willing Workers 4-H Club.
And we're glad that you're willing to come in and join us today. You're going to share some details about the ambassadorship program, right?
Yes. I thought I would start out by telling you why I'm an ambassador and why other people should be ambassadors too. Being an ambassador is really good for public speaking and leadership. It provides great scholarship opportunities, especially for like if you're wanting to go into something focusing around ag, because the ambassadors are highly involved with 4-H, which also creates connections between 4-H leaders and even 4-H kids, who it might not seem important to connect with kids very much, but being involved with the younger generations and being a good influence is really important.
Vital, I would say.
Yeah. An example of how we're getting involved with the younger generation is putting on camps. Like recently we had an art camp where the kids came in. We talked about the prime colors. We showed them how to make little birdhouses, and it was so much fun. We also help out at the Camp Livestock, where kids get to come and share their experiences with their animals, and they get to learn more about showing their animals. And it just makes them a better showman, and it helps them to learn more about other people.
So, getting involved with the youth and bringing them along, if you were to encourage someone to possibly become a 4-H ambassador in the future, what is the process like?
It's a really simple, actually. You can just go and talk to the extension office, and they'll tell you, you'll submit an application to the extension office, and then they'll have you come in for an interview, and it sounds scary. Like, interviews, like, the word interview does not make me happy. But you go in and you sit down, and they're really nice people. They're people you probably already know from seeing them at 4-H events or anything like that. And you just talk about why you want to be an ambassador and other obligations you have, how you're involved in your community. Just show why you would be a good ambassador, and that's basically it. Then they'll call you back, tell you if you got in, and yeah, that's pretty much it.
How many years have you been an ambassador?
This is my third year now. You don't get to be in it very long because I think you have to be 15 and then you're out when you're 18, so it's only 3 years, but the amount of things you can do in those 3 years is really crazy. Like, I have helped out at blood drives. I have made these cuddle kits that were donated to the homeless and people in need. We've done a lot of volunteer work, and like I said, we've helped out at camps with kiddos and have done a lot of stuff like that.
It sounds like a really wonderful program, just to help build on to what you've already taken from 4-H. What is going to be your biggest takeaway from the ambassadorship and just from 4-H in general, do you think?
Definitely don't be afraid to try new things, because there are so many new things that are happening, and it's really scary at first. But you have to do it, because it's never going to get less scary if you just put it off. Another thing is you need to learn to reach out to other people and just form relations that are going to be valuable in the future. I've made so many friends, from like 5-year-old kids to like 40-year-old people who are always giving me advice. So definitely don't be afraid to reach out and meet new people. And that's pretty much the biggest thing.
Words of wisdom. Well, thank you very much for coming in. We appreciate you joining us, and good luck in your ambassadorship.
Hey, thank you.
You have any shout-outs you want to make to anybody listening today?
To my family, my mom and dad, and both my sisters, and any of the 4-H kids who might be listening.
All right. This could be you one of these days. All right. Well, thank you for coming in, and have yourself a good day. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredithine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Kathy Gall.